guest today is Jason Farrell. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming back. It's been years since you've been on my show, and I'm trying to remember. I think we talked about Android.
We did. CodeStock.
Like many years ago.
I want to say 2011, 2012.
Somewhere. Maybe 1911.
Maybe 19. Could be. They had Android back then?
They had Androids, and they were steampunk Androids.
Oh, steampunk. That's cool.
And you're still doing mobile development.
I am.
And are you still working with Android development, writing Java code and XML or what?
You know, I still do that on occasion, but really my work lately has been focused with Xamarin. Really doing a lot of work with that.
Xamarin's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, you know, they got bought by Microsoft, mm-hmm. and a lot of big things happened with them. Had Evolve recently. Some great
Evolve
new announcements.
Evolve is Xamarin's conference.
Yeah,
their
Build S conference, I guess you can call it.
Okay. let's start off. What is Xamarin?
So Xamarin's a lot of things, actually. It's both a tool and a platform. Mm. So it's a tool in that it allows you to use C# to write iOS and Android applications. Mm. Same output, using the same tools that native developers use. But it's also evolve into this platform where they support development operations, monitoring, deployments, and other things that you very commonly associate with SDLC processes.
Software development lifecycle.
Yes, exactly. Sorry.
Oh, okay. How are you using it?
So at West Monroe Partners, we use Xamarin quite heavily for a lot of our business applications, both consumer and enterprise. We deal a lot with the overall process of developing with SDLC and with Android, iOS. And then we also use their UI testing framework and Test Cloud to actually test our applications. So
oh, wow.
we do quite a bit the whole stack integration at West Monroe.
Okay. So it started out as a cross-platform tool. And I
Correct.
Say cross-platform tool, and I mean, I think I'm going to paraphrase what you said, which is I write C# code. And then Xamarin takes care of compiling it so it will run on an Android device, and then also compiling it so it will run on an iOS device,
Correct.
An iPhone or an iPad. And then I think also it'll run compiling it so it'll run on a Windows
and Mac
device as well.
And we can go into how that process works if you want.
Oh, it runs on Mac OS as well. Okay.
Mac OS as well. There's a few other platforms too, but those are the big four.
Okay. And then you mentioned the testing platform. What is that?
So basically, there's a huge problem with, especially on mobile, because of the disparity of devices. I mean, last I checked, I think Android has 24,000 unique devices across the world.
Android is, I don't want to use the word worst, but I will. It's the hardest to test.
Exactly.
Because it's kind of the Wild West.
So, you know, you have this situation where you can't have 1,000 devices on your premise.
Yeah,
you can't own 1,000 devices.
Most people don't have the budget for that.
Exactly. So Xamarin has this idea of a UI testing framework. They call it Test Cloud, where you get to deploy your app to a number of devices in their cloud, and it just runs on an actual device, and you get to see what it looks like and how the memory usage is and how various metrics measure out, and gives you a great concept of what it's looking like. You know, they actually had something, Dave, at Evolve. They were going through their keynote. They're looking at Xamarin Insights, and they noticed that there was a crash for a very particular device, Motorola Moto G3.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if it was ever sold in the States, but I do know it, you can't get it anymore.
Hmm.
And they actually use this to actually show off a new tool where you can actually debug on the device itself in Test Cloud. So they were able to take code, run it on a device in Denmark, a Motorola Moto G3 in the cloud, and have Visual Studio debugging going on and able to determine why it was always crashing on this one and only this one.
Oh, that's interesting. Development can take a couple of different forms. On your development computer, you've got your development environment, which could be Xamarin Studio or mm-hmm. Visual Studio with a plugin.
Right.
And then that includes emulators.
Right.
So emulators look like a phone, and they kind of act like a phone. You get to see how things work,
exactly.
more or less, but they're limited. There's
yeah.
some things that's hard to do. It's hard, for example, to tilt an emulator
or see
what direction you're going in.
Probably the biggest problem.
Test GPS.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah, probably the biggest problem with the emulator is that it's running on your machine, so it takes advantage of your local machine's power.
Okay.
Whereas a phone doesn't have that kind of power.
Yeah, testing an emulator isn't the same as testing a real
Correct.
Device. So if you use this Test Cloud, are there somewhere out there, there are actual devices
literally,
connected to thousands of devices?
They have. Last
you
I checked.
Are they in Denmark? Is that what you said that?
Denmark's one of the locations. They're actually scattered, but as of the last time I looked, they have over 2,348 devices in the actual Test Cloud. about.
I'm picturing like this, like a desk,
a full of devices,
like a countertop, kind of like this one, with just a bunch of devices all lined all up, little with cameras cables them. Behind them, and
maybe I don't know how they set it up, but it does.
And every once in a while, one will ring, and people go, "What the heck? What do we do?"
Is it for you?
Because I don't know if you know this, but smartphones used to be used for making phone calls. That's why they're called smartphones. People forget that's just another app on the phone.
Now that you mention it, I think I remember I had a phone that rang once.
So this is fascinating. So tell me about the experience. Are you choosing which devices to use? You say, I want to check, is there like a list of 2,000? And you say, check off all 2,000 or just the ones in the U.S. or just this class of device?
Well, you can check off all 2,000 devices if you want, but it's probably going to bankrupt your company at some point.
Oh, so you pay by the device that you're testing
on. You pay by the hour. So if you have, say, a bunch of test cases that take 3 minutes to run, and you run that on 5 devices, that's 15 minutes.
Okay,
so
by the device hour, I guess they
device,
call it.
Yeah, CPU time. So there's that. I'm sorry, what was your other question?
My other question was, what's the interview? What do I do when I say, okay, I want to start testing
this.
And first of all, what do I see in the Xamarin development environment to initiate these?
So you just right-click on your test or test project and say run in the test cloud. And it just runs.
How does it know which phones to test on, though?
So it'll upload your assets, essentially, to the cloud. And then it says, okay, pick some devices. And Xamarin's done it a really good way. You can pick by market share, by top devices.
Okay.
So on Android, for example, despite the fact that there's so much disparity, actually 50% of the devices on Android are Samsung related.
Okay, you could say all Samsung devices.
Exactly, you could say all Samsung, all HTC, whatever you want. Or on if you go on an iPhone side, you say, hey, just do all the tablets, do all the mini tablets, do all the more popular phones, which apparently right now, according to Xamarin, the top phone on iOS is the top most used or tested phone is actually an Apple iPhone 6 running 8.3.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of interesting.
So it's not just the hardware. It's also which operating system.
Exactly. Because with Android especially, the manufacturers can choose to not include certain features or to have those features accessed different ways.
Right.
It's kind of like you said, the Wild Wild West.
Yeah. So, I mean, in some ways, I said that was the problem. But in some ways, it's an advantage because consumers get lots and lots of choice.
Yes.
But it is more headaches for the developers.
Correct. I mean, have you ever thought that testing on Safari, Opera, Chrome, and
Firefox?
Yeah,
it's like that by an order of magnitude
exactly.
More complex. All right. And then and you're doing this now?
We are doing this now. We have the current project that I'm working on, our client runs these tests every day. So
how do you decide which devices to test on?
So in this particular scenario, this is iOS targeted application. Mm-hmm. It's an enterprise application. So they're testing it on specific devices that they have available within their organization. I have other apps that I will just simply say, well, I'm going to run mostly on Samsung devices because that tends to be the vast majority of Android phones that are out there.
All right. So if you get 99% of them, then you're good. It's not really worth it to spend another $1,000 to test the extra 1%.
Correct.
Cool. And then tell me about the process. So I want to stick with the testing thing because this is really fascinating. It's an area that I'm ignorant on. You're building this thing. Are you, as a developer, right-clicking and saying test in the cloud, or are you integrating that into some continuous integration project?
So it's both. Path? So we can run it in the cloud, but the more powerful way, I believe, with this aspect is you have a continuous integration system that runs it maybe on a daily basis that developers, they write code all day, and then they go home at night and they run these tests at night because they can take some time to run.
Well, yeah.
And you come in the morning as a developer, you can look through your report and go, you know what, I introduced a regression. I better fix that. Now, this is also in addition to unit testing, integration testing, smoke testing, that sort of thing.
Mm. So that if you're going to integrate it with your continuous build process, then that implies there's a bit of a command line.
Right.
To fire off these tests.
Yeah, there's a whole API for Test Cloud. And we use we currently use Bitrise for our process, but I do know that Visual Studio Online, I believe, has tooling to support it as well. If not, it's coming.
Okay. Is there like a JSON file or an XML file that where you tell it which devices to test on?
They use device IDs. So basically, if there's actually a command that gets executed by Xamarin Studios, the development environment on Mac. Visual Studio also has this as well, and it says, I want to run on these devices.
Hmm.
So you pick your devices individually, and then it just says, run it.
And do they have them for Windows devices as well?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Are the stores, are they asking for these kinds of tests to be run? Are they looking for the results from this to say, like, is the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, are they?
Well, Google doesn't run as many tests, but I do know that Apple makes considerable notes in their HIG guidelines, Human Interface Guidelines, which is basically their criteria for any app.
Okay.
That it has to work on certain devices, and your app has to look good before they'll let it into the store.
Okay.
So they do a review of those applications.
So they're doing their own tests, but if you've run this automated testing, it increases your chances of catching things before they do,
which is
pretty nice because the review process can take a while if you're.
Yeah, you definitely can. Although it's gotten better and considerably better in the last few months or so. I think Apple's finally, really putting some money behind it to get it going. And they've got the review times down from a week down to 2 or 3 days now.
Who has access to the test cloud? Is it all Xamarin customers, or is it a separate subscription?
So any Xamarin customer can actually utilize the test cloud. There's a free trial allowed. The details of it unfortunately escape me at the moment.
Xamarin.com.
Testcloud.xamarin.com.
Oh, is it? Okay, thanks.
Yeah, but Xamarin.com, you can also get there through there. It is pricey. I believe the lowest tier plan starts at $99 per month if you want a certain bucket. There are pay-as-you-go plans that are available as well.
Oh, so for X dollars a month, you would get that would include a certain number of device minutes, CPU minutes.
Right. I believe it's you get one concurrent device, and then
we say concurrent device, that means it's testing things one at a time.
So you could run, say, if you wanted to run your – so right now, under the trial, if you were to run on two devices, you'd have to wait for this one to fit, this one to go and then finish before this one goes.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised by that. If you had a concurrent plan, then you could run on two devices.
Oh, okay. So it'll cost you a little more for the concurrent plan, but then
– your test could done faster.
If you got 20 of them, they'd be done a lot faster.
Yes, because we run this where – 14 tests could take 20 minutes.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're actually reinstalling the app. They're basically refreshing the entire OS.
Right, that makes
putting
sense.
Putting the app on it so it's a clean install. So it does take time.
Are there any instances where they run out of devices?
So there are cases where, like, I was doing some testing the other night with the iPhone SE, which is the brand new phone from Apple. It's the old Apple 5S, essentially, with all the newer hardware.
Hmm.
And there seems to be a lot of demand for it because I generally have to wait about 10 minutes before my Apple.
And that's because you're queued up.
Exactly.
Other people are using
it. And they have like six of them. So there's just a lot of people queuing up behind them on these more popular devices as they get them. But that'll probably change as things kind of.
Hopefully somebody at Xamarin is noticing that.
Yeah.
Saying, there's a big demand for that. Let's just buy a few more of those.
They say they add about 100 devices every month.
Okay.
So they're always adding more devices, trying to kind of keep things going.
This is interesting stuff. You're blogging, right?
I blog a lot.
You're blogging about this?
I am actually going to be blogging about this on Tuesday. I'm actually giving a talk at Chicago Coder Conference tomorrow on this very topic.
Okay, so by the time this gets out, that'll be in the past.
Exactly.
But I think they're recording those presentations, aren't they?
They are. So
that'll be available at ChicagoCoderConference.com.
Mm-hmm. Or .net. .com or
.net. We better double check. Look down here. It'll be right down here somewhere.
It's one of the two.
Or in the show notes. We'll make it available. What's your blog?
My blog is jfarrell, jfa2rse2ls.net.
Okay. And anything we haven't talked about that we should have around this testing of Xamarin apps?
You should definitely be doing testing.
You should definitely be doing testing. I 100% agree with that test.
I heard a great quote the other day about testing.
Tell me.
It said, software and cathedrals are much the same. First we build them, then we pray.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure.